It's Sunday, March 19, 2023. For the first time in U.S. history, they're about to arrest a former president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Well, there's a playbook for tyranny, and it's having local prosecutors indict presidents or former presidents. It's never happened in the United States of America. It's happened many times in third world countries and despotic regimes. And this time, when it's unfolding here in our own republic, it is the most shoddy, flimsy garbage ever before seen. It is so dangerous. And that's why you don't indict current or former presidents. It's why the law basically says you can't do it, but the law says you can't do everything else these people are doing. We're going to be laying this out here tonight. Roger Stone will be joining us with exclusive intel in the second hour this evening. We'll obviously be covering this throughout the week. Robert Barnes is going to be joining us in the second hour of my regular weekday show tomorrow at noon Central Standard Time. But it ties into the war in Ukraine, the new global currency they're rolling out, the bank runs that have expanded and accelerated. Now they're talking about hundreds of major banks failing. You've also got all this new January 6th footage, not just coming out from Tucker Carlson, but now being released, that shows the police tear gassing and attacking their own officers, which caused the first breach. It's going to be a big broadcast lined up for you this evening. It's also happening again. It happened 30 years ago. It happened 20 years ago. It happened 7-8 years ago. And now it's happening again. Incredible news here that I've got in my stack, where we've got Burundi officials detect polio outbreak linked to vaccine, ABC News. But the story here is they do it over and over again, and Bill Gates connected groups get caught giving people polio, and it's just normalized. Just like the same way they've normalized the COVID shots that have maimed and killed so many people here and around the world, causing a 26% increase on the average death. Something's never happened before since they started taking statistics. We are living in a crazy town here, ladies and gentlemen. But look at the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, a literal Soros-funded puppet. They've also got the Attorney General of the state, who is also a minion of Soros. And now he is going ahead, the word is, according to Trump, whose Secret Service are now in talks with the district attorney's office as early as Tuesday, for Trump to turn himself in with an arrest warrant for Stormy Daniels and campaign finance fraud. Even though under state law it's a misdemeanor, he's upped it to a felony. This is a guy that's released tens of thousands of armed robbers and muggers and rapists. But now he's going after Trump, even though the statute of limitations is 5 years on this. Stormy Daniels payoff reportedly happened, even if it's true, 6.5, 7 years ago. It doesn't matter. They're doing it because they can. And it's designed to create turmoil in this country. You know, if you're on the fence about supporting Trump like I've been, because I'm upset about him pushing the poison shot, the fact is he did win the last election in 2020, the last general election. And the fact is they're trying to take our right to vote for him away from us. This is true election meddling. Just like Democrats in Georgia and 11 other states in the last few years tried to pass laws, tried to have courts rule that anyone involved in January 6th who was just there, who's a Republican like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, cannot run for office. All those court challenges have failed because they're totally unconstitutional. But it still shows how desperate these people are and how they will not give up. So we're going to plunge into all of this and more tonight. As I said, Roger Stone coming up in about 1 hour or a little less than 1 hour from now, about 55 minutes from now, and so much more. Remember, we're battling AI censorship. We're battling globalist control. They're scared of the truth. That's why sharing the links at band.video, infowars.com, and of course, madmaxworld.tv is the current link they're not censoring. Madmaxworld.tv is so essential. So please, all of you tuned in, you're so important to this fight. You're critical. You are everything. Please share the links now from madmaxworld.tv, the live show feed. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, March 19, 2023 transmission. I don't care who you are, whether you're black, white, old, young, gay, straight, Republican, Democrat, libertarian, politically agnostic. It doesn't matter who you are. No one can deny that if you can have state-level prosecutors, if you can have a district attorney in Timbuktu or Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Manhattan, New York, indict a former or current president, well, the checks and balances are gone, and you know that there will be ongoing indictments of presidents to destroy the political process and negate the will of the voters. Now, this broke on Friday when President Trump put out a press release after Fox News reported that the Secret Service was in secret talks with the Manhattan district attorney, a Soros creature, Alvin Bragg, to negotiate President Trump's surrender as early as next Tuesday. And I would predict Trump will turn himself in very quickly, even though this is a fraud, because if he doesn't do it immediately, they'll act like he's absconding or hiding from them. There are negotiations about whether he'll be in handcuffs, whether he'll be held for days. They want that perp walk imagery. This is banana republic. This is the stuff that Venezuela and Cuba are made of. This is how they were trying to arrest Bolsonaro before they had their fraudulent election a few months ago in January and got rid of him. So this is a big, big moment. This is a big, big deal. Any way you slice it, it's unconstitutional. And it's par for the course, folks. I knew when they came after me and surveilled me and censored me and had show trials where judges said I was already guilty and instructed juries I was guilty, that they were coming for you next. And as Trump said over and over again, they're not coming after him. They've got to get through him to get to you. Does that mean Trump's perfect? Absolutely not. But he did win the last election, the last general election. They have tried to intimidate him. They have threatened him with arrest and done raids on his house, the rest of it, if he doesn't roll over and not run again. So you can only admire the courage of President Trump doing this. And I agree with Elon Musk. I agree with so many other intelligent people. Most political analysts agree this will ensure he wins the Republican nomination. This will ensure he wins the presidency. For those that don't know, they're claiming campaign finance violation. They're claiming because he reportedly gave $130,000 of hush money 6.5, almost 7 years ago to Stormy Daniels to stay quiet about a secret relationship that he still denies. That's a secret campaign contribution and is illegal because it had to do with his campaign. Well, the federal law says 5-year statute of limitations. That was over 1.5 years ago. In the state of New York and the city of New York, it's a misdemeanor, this type of campaign finance law. But this individual, this Alvin Bragg, this minion of Soros on record, he's now saying outside of law, he's escalating into a felony and doesn't care about the statute of limitations. First time a U.S. president has ever faced indictment by a state or local court because it's a constitutional crisis. If you allow it, any local group could take out the presidency. That's why we have the New York Times Sullivan case where local courts were using libel laws to shut down leftist free speech. So they got a Supreme Court ruling saying, no, the left's speech is protected. Well, now they're getting rid of the protection for right wing, but saying the left has their protection. The left is pulling out all the stocks, all the stops, weaponizing the judiciary, weaponizing the courts, weaponizing the prosecutors. Thousands of prosecutors. Almost every major city has a DA and a county attorney as well, who are George Soros controlled. In Travis County, the county attorney and district attorney are both Soros minions. I want to play a very powerful Vivek Ramaswamy clip. He's one of the Republican candidates on the indictment of Donald Trump, where he lays out how it's a dark day in American history. It absolutely is. But then the bigger question when we come back, we'll answer is, even most analysis and in most war games of this, it only makes Trump more popular. Why would they do it? Because there's a larger global group that wants strife and a breakdown in America. And I'll say this about Trump. He has his First Amendment. He's allowed to call for protest. He should have said peaceful protest because they're going to try to provocateur these peaceful demonstrations for Trump. But we should all be part of them for the rule of law and be peaceful. Here is the breakdown.
an important day in the country. So the reason I'm doing this is because the rest of the Republican field, I think, has been deafeningly silent about an important issue in the country today. Yes, I know it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Yes, I know there's a lot of other issues in education or elsewhere that need to be addressed that I and others have talked about. But that's not the news of today. Okay, the news of today was that this morning we learned that it is likely that the New York Manhattan district attorney is likely to indict a former president of the United States who is running for office. Now, I want to be very clear. I am in a presidential primary running against that individual, Donald Trump. But what I'm about to say has nothing to do with Donald Trump and everything to do with the integrity of an election and the integrity of a self-governing democracy. So I don't care whether you root for Trump or whether you don't. If you root for the integrity of our constitutional republic, then you need to be on the side of being really clear. We cannot have politically empowered prosecutors eliminating the opposition of a ruling party using arrest power. It is a sad day in America. It is a dark day in America if you have the ruling party in this country using police power to arrest its political opposition. That would be the beginning of the end as we know it. And I'll ask everybody here, wherever you are, on supporting Trump or not, I don't care. A thought experiment. Rewind back to 2004. Okay, if Bush and Cheney used police power in this country to arrest John Kerry for a technical campaign finance violation that normally would never have been charged, and if most as a misdemeanor, liberals in this country would have cried bloody murder. And you know what? They would have been right. They would have had a point, and I promise to you, I would have been standing there right there with them to say, even if John Kerry is not my man, this is not the way we run elections in this country. This is not the way we run a justice system in our country. Whether or not, whatever your politics are, we put principles first. And so the thing that disappoints me is I said that this morning as soon as I read the news. I didn't ask my political consultants or anything else. Put out a statement the fastest way I knew how. That was on Twitter. And I expected my lead Republican fellow candidates in this race, prospective or actual, to follow suit. Because this isn't about, you know, we're running against the guy. That's fine. But this is about the principles. We should want to win not by eliminating the competition, but by actually earning the trust of the voters. That's what I'm trying to do, okay? What I heard instead was silence. And so the announcement I wanted to make tonight, to be crystal clear, is by tomorrow morning, I would like for even the beloved donor class favorites in this race, including Nikki Haley, including Ron DeSantis, to join me in calling on the New York Manhattan District Attorney to abandon this political persecution through prosecution. It's a very clear statement. Either you're on that side of actually avoiding that political persecution as prosecution, or you're not. And if you're not, that's fine. You better explain why. But I think the Republican voter base, the Republican primary voters, the conservative movement deserves transparency. It deserves candor. And if you're not gonna stand up, then you need to step out of the way. We need to stop being fake in our party. We need to stop being beholden to a donor class that, as we speak, is being asked for permission to say the things that we're saying. The GOP actually needs to liberate itself from that donor class and start speaking candidly to its base again. Teddy Roosevelt said, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." Well, right now we have leaders in this party who are willing to speak loudly, but when push comes to shove, they carry a small stick. Teddy Roosevelt is rolling over in his grave, but no longer. I'm gonna be very clear. It is a challenge. It is a demand that I make upon my fellow candidates running in this race, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley included, to clearly come out and state whether they join me in a call to that Manhattan district attorney to abandon a political prosecution that, if they do, that will be good for this country, and if they don't, that will be the beginning, I think, of the end of much of the American experiment as we know it for a generation. We can't afford that. Please join me in that movement and calling for justice. Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be back, folks. Stay with us. All right, folks, it's Alex Jones. We are live. It's Sunday night. Roger Stone is coming up here in just a little while to lay all this out for us. But Again, this is such a big deal. I'm going to say it again very slowly. In the 240-plus year history of this nation, no former or current president has ever been indicted by a state or local court. President Trump survived two impeachments that were frauds. Those are trials that failed, not guilty. And now with all the things happening in the world and all the crime and Hunter Biden and the Chinese money and just the incredible corruption and the Democrat DAs releasing armed robbers and mass shooters, I mean, it's unbelievable. And Kamala Harris bailing out Antifa people that burned down police stations and all the things that are going on, President Trump's been told by the DA through the Secret Service, prepare to be turned yourself in as early as next Tuesday. That's 2 days from now. Incredible constitutional crisis. And I can tell you, I've talked to sources very close to Trump. Indeed, that's going on. You've not seen the Democrats deny it. In fact, there's a whole article on InfoWars.com with videos of them celebrating it. You know, maybe we should play part of those clips coming up next segment. I forgot to give it to the crew, but it's up on InfoWars.com. The Democrats celebrating this. And again, is it for Chinese money or Russian money? Is it for any type of corruption or bribes? No, you couldn't bribe Trump. He does what he thinks right. Sometimes he's wrong. It's because he supposedly gave hush money to a woman more than 6 years ago. The statute of limitation is 5 years. It's 5 years from the time it supposedly happens to the indictment point. This is 6.5 years. The law says you can't do it. But also common law and common sense says we don't want one of, how many counties are there? How many cities and towns? Tens of thousands of prosecutors, most of them Soros controlled. You can't have them come in with petty garbage and take down a president. Because if you let a leader be a major target, they'll be taken down. Just like if you're a prominent talk show host, they come after you. I don't have presidential protections. I understand that. I have the public that supports me and keeps on air. But it's the same thing. They want to bully and scare everybody else to roll over and submit or we'll get you. And that's the message it sends to everybody else that would tell the truth is we'll find some prosecutor that will indict you. We'll find somebody that'll go along with this fraud. Manhattan District Attorney's Office. You know who needs to be investigated is Soros. Imagine if the mafia was buying up and running district attorneys for office and putting them in power and attorney generals like Letitia James in New York. That'd be organized crime. That'd be racketeering. And there's famous cases of the mafia infiltrating one or two people in the state police in places like Boston and all the hell that caused with Whitey Bulger. This is orders of magnitude worse than anything we've ever seen, but he's not being investigated. No. Because he's got to get out of jail free card from the people he's put in power to make sure they are above the law to do this. The bigger question is this. No matter how you slice this thing, it's a lemon. This, in all the numbers, show Trump, who's already 15 points ahead of any Republican, including DeSantis, for the nomination. That's why they're in panic mode. Every actuary shows it'll make him more explosive in the general election. No matter how much fraud there is, they can't stop a total tsunami. He's pledged to go up to the deep state once he gets in. But there are powerful globalist forces that want to tear this country apart. It won't help the Democrats in the long run. It won't help the Republicans in the long run, but it'll help the globalists in the long run. It'll hurt the American people. So this is insane, but that's what tyrants do. They do things that are obvious, that are ridiculous, that are out of control, because a lot of times in history, not all the time, but I'd say a small majority, and by small majority, I mean maybe 55% of the time, a little more than half the time, it works. And what do they have to lose? They're all going to go to prison. They've committed so many crimes. They've done so many incredibly insane things. That now they have nothing to lose. Am I sick of Jared Kushner and all the Republican peacocking and Trump being ignorant on censorship and the poison shots? Absolutely. But that's a separate issue from them trying to say, you can't vote for who you want. You can't have Trump. And because he's in the lead again, despite all their propaganda and all their censorship and all their surveillance and all their demonization and all their control, their answer now is to arrest him for $130,000 to a woman he reportedly had sex with one time. Is she a 12-year-old girl like the Epstein stuff? No. She's a full-grown woman. Is it a good thing Trump did? No, it was stupid. He says he didn't, but I'm not giving the benefit of the doubt. The point is, in an exercise of debate and discussion, do you arrest a former president for $130,000 of hush money? Well, maybe you do. It's the first time ever, but it's flimsy. But when you do it outside the statute of limitations, when the feds decided not to do it, and they hate Trump, it's crazy. The FBI is willing to do a lot of corrupt stuff. Were they willing to go after Trump over a bimbo? No. Could they find any other dirt on Trump? No Russiagate, no nothing, no. They couldn't get him because there was nothing there but him not keeping his ding-a-ling in his pants. And if you're a Christian, folks, you can't be a hypocrite about Trump. I'm not saying you're cheating on your wife. What I'm saying is King David had his best friend murdered, sent to a suicide mission because he was lusting after his wife. He later repented and publicly said he was a horrible person, and God said he really repented. God said, you're a man of my own heart. But the point is that Trump's not having people killed to get their wives. He's with a high-priced hooker. Years and years and years before he even runs for president. And then his political operation made the mistake, if they did it even, to give her $130,000. $130,000 to shut her mouth. And of course, she then turned around and bit him in the ass. If he'd have just come out and said, yep, that's what I did. I'm not perfect. No one would have cared. That's why they try to blackmail me or attack me or lie about me in the press. I go, just go ahead and fill your hand and tell whatever lies you want. Because 99% of it's lies and the 1% that's true, I already told my audience all about it. And that's a lesson for Trump or anybody else. And I bet he wishes. He denies he knew his people paid her. They may have done that to set him up. Probably did happen. Maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe he didn't have sex with her. I'm just saying, even if he did, is it with underage girls like Hunter Biden with a crack pipe? Is he getting Chinese communist money? No, the answer is it's a fraud. With all the massive crimes they've committed outside the statute of limitations, this will complete our journey to being a third world country, and we go over the edge. And there's no doubt, and basically anybody with a brain sees it. We'll talk about it more with Roger Stone coming up, but first, I want to get into some of the other news taking place in Russia, Ukraine, in China, the economy, J6, people getting polio from the polio vaccine, ABC News. Well, that's a victory. It's coming out. No, they just report now, yeah, you get the polio from the polio shot, big deal. They're just normalizing killing us, normalizing attacking us. Please spread the word about the live broadcast. We're reaching a lot of people, but when you reach out to others and they reach out to others and so on, it creates a chain reaction. Let everybody you know, tune in now, InfoWars.com. Gentlemen, let's shift gears into January 6th. Kevin McCarthy, months ago, when he got back into the leadership position in the House of Representatives as a speaker, said he was going to release the January 6th tapes in full to the public, 42,000 hours or more. Some say 41, some say 44. I'll just say over 41,000 hours. And then Tucker Carlson saw some of them, released a lot of it, and got a lot of heat. Suddenly, the rest of it didn't come out. And now, through defense lawyers, with all these trials going on, we're getting more and more and more of it. Now, this is a lot bigger than Alex Jones, though I'm on these new tapes that defense attorneys have released from the police inside the building and outside. Now, I watched more than 50 of these this morning. On average, they're about a minute long. We're not going to have time to air all these, and over radio, they don't translate as well. But a bunch of them are in the article on InfoWars.com. But any one of the videos, you can click on and go to Twitter and then see the whole thread. Because when I say I watch 50 of them, Folks, there's hundreds of them. I mean, I probably watched 60 of them. I was up early this morning and you know, already working. My wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I got to watch this because it's crazy. The big takeaway is we know they had provocateurs outside. We know they cut the amount of Capitol Police that day. We know they wouldn't give aid to the police from the D.C. police or the mounted police or the paramilitary federal police that were there. We know they had them about half of the staff they normally have. But watching citizen footage, we noticed that they shoot tear gas and pepper spray at their own officers into the back of their line. Three or four officers do it, and it looks extremely like it was planned. So most of the cops are good, but it looks like they're either the biggest idiots who all messed up at the same time, or it was staged, where they fire tear gas and bear spray into the people in front of them, not even over their heads. They fire it into their feet, into their back, so it'll hit them. So there's a bunch of footage of this, and I probably watched 10 videos of this today. And it's the cops on the radios, too, not just footage, pissed, saying, this is insane. Why are we firing on our own people? And it keeps happening. There were a lot of Capitol Police that day that were in different uniforms, too, that were probably not Capitol Police. So that's what caused them to back off and then the crowd to break through. And at the same time, you had Ray Epps and others with a big sign ramming over, and it was all coordinated. A red flare goes off. The police start shooting tear gas at their own officers. And then Ray Epps rams the big Trump sign over the top. I mean, totally coordinated, ladies and gentlemen. 99% of the cops weren't involved. You hear the cops on the tape saying, Alex Jones is trying to help and all this. I go up to him and I say, I know you've got loudspeakers. They had them on that night, super loud. Leave, go, unlawful assembly. Whenever you have a riot or a demonstration, the cops show up, they line up, they say, unlawful assembly, you know, leave, back up, here's your last warning. They didn't do any of the standard stuff. I don't have police training, but I've covered it enough to know one of the most heavily defended buildings in the world stood down. And that's also on these tapes that are on InfoWars.com. The police continue over and over and over and over again to say, help us, help us, help us. Why is no one helping us? It turns out most of the police were ordered to stay inside the Capitol. So I guess once the breach happened, then they could have the fights they were wanting. And I'm not saying the police were involved. They were being directed by higher-ups that wouldn't talk to them while it happened. So let's do this. I got eight of these clips on my list. Everybody's got to go watch the full clips for themselves. Let's start with clip 5, and then let's play clip 7, clip 6, clip 8, clip 9, and others. And you'll hear them calling for backup, saying, why we tear gas our own people? Alex Jones is out here. There's a bunch of clips of them saying, Alex Jones, you're trying to stop it. From the other side, Alex Jones is here trying to stop it. And the point is they knew all this when they tried to indict me for attacking the Capitol, as if I want to attack the Capitol and discredit myself. So let's go ahead and air these never-before-seen clips that just came out last week via the lawsuits and the criminal trials. These are from the body cams, and I guess their body cams are so fancy, they pick up the radio transmissions. So this has the radio transmissions on the body cams. Go ahead and play them.
Alex Jones is advising them to back off the police lines and start marching around the Capitol per Intel 1.
Do something. He's spraying the whole cop. You got to get in front of everybody.
I got him.
No, you got the cop. Back up.
Be advised that Capitol Police is self-moving and resources inside. There's the N4 officers first.
Can you repeat that?
happening. They're going to move their officers inside. So we'll depend for officers first.
I'm going to try to reach your landline if I can get through. We got to get a counter. We're going to have the previous line back up. We can't hold it. We've already got a spike in the stack.
Okay, that's happy. 8600, do we have more musicians coming?
I'm good, yeah.
Can you get water? You need water?
Yeah, I got some.
Folks, we're going to go to break. As I told you, there's hundreds of these. I've only watched about 50 of them. It is so damning. We've got them shooting tear gas over and over again in clips that are coming up at the backs of the police, not over their heads, right into them. And this was a total setup. Now, Roger Stone's coming up to talk about Trump's upcoming arrest and what that means. It's just so surreal this is happening. I've got other big news on the bank runs that are confirmed, hundreds of bank runs of different banks happening right now. The private Federal Reserve has openly come out and said that they're only going to bail out big mega banks, ensuring the small and regional banks get shut down. Federal Reserve Bank launches phase one of CBD this July. That special report is coming up next segment and so much more. But please remember, we can't finance this operation against the globalists at this critical time without you. We need your support. I thank you for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 to get our great CBD oil that's so good for your bones and joints and neurological systems. You get our great prebiotic, our great bone broth, all the other great products like the turmeric toothpaste, now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action now and get great products at the same time while keeping this broadcast on air. We also have the new gummy ashwagandha in. It is amazing what it does. All right, final segment of Hour 1, Roger Stone, and a lot more coming up here today. Top Asian economy urges U.S. citizens and its own citizens to abandon Western payment systems. Video, Putin visits Ukraine. Xi Jinping is visiting Russia and Ukraine next week. Washington Post, experienced Ukrainian soldiers are already dead or wounded. Situation is deteriorating very, very quickly. And another really important story I'm going to get to tomorrow. This community's quarter century without a newborn shows the scale of Japan's populace crisis. A look at the world when we don't have children anymore and how it collapses civilization. That's something we'll be talking about tomorrow on the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. But as I said at the end of the last segment, contrary to all the lies in the media that I have hundreds of millions of dollars on my children, I don't have $1 million. It's all a lie to make you think we don't need support. It's like saying in the Ukraine war, Ukrainians have plenty of ammo, or the Russians have plenty of ammo. They're telling you we have plenty of ammo and we don't need any financial support. That is a lie. Strike me down if I'm lying. I don't have $1 million cash, much less $270 million, like the New York Times just said yesterday, the same ones that lied about WMDs in Iraq. I need your support. We're going to stay on air, but only if you decide to take action. Get the turmeric toothpaste. Get the Diet Force that's about to sell out. Get Ultra 12. Get our great Fizzy Magnesium that's so good for your whole body and your muscles. Get the prebiotic. Get our Ultimate Bone Broth. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But let's get into the banking situation right now with some of Greg Reese's reports, and then Roger Stone is coming up next hour.
Founded by David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission has been an arm of the globalist deep state since 1973. Last week, at their annual meeting, a speaker who cannot be identified according to commission rules, said that we are now in a period of structural inflation that will last for decades. They said that the free market is over and industry now sets policy. And they said that this year, 2023, is year one of this new global order. Days later, the Federal Reserve Bank announces a July launch for their new FedNow service, which was first announced in October of 2021. The too big to fail banks and all the large processors are already on board, and so is the U.S. Treasury. The first week of April, the Federal Reserve begins the FedNow pilot program for early adopters to become certified participants to help the Fed confirm readiness for their July launch. FedNow is an instant payment processing system that seeks to be the base of all digital transactions, acting as an umbrella company to manage all financial payments. This has been shown to be the gateway to a central bank digital currency, CBDC. FedNow is much like the Reserve Bank of India's instant payment system, the Unified Payments Interface, or UPI. UPI has had huge success in converting rural communities into a complete cashless society. According to the International Monetary Fund, UPI democratized the payment system and paved the way for central bank digital currencies. Central bank instant payment processing is also how the Central Bank of Nigeria introduced its CBDC, eNaira, which has been, so far, violently rejected. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome. I'm Roger Stone, and I'm sitting in for this Sunday evening broadcast for my good friend, Alex Jones. What a tumultuous time to be alive. It appears that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, a liberal Democrat who took $1 million from George Soros, is on the cusp of charging former President Donald Trump with what is essentially a campaign finance violation, bumping up what would normally, even if accurate, or true would be a misdemeanor to a felony in an attempt to undermine and destroy the president. This has not, based on what I know, the president has received no formal notification that he will be charged, but both the state and federal government leak like a sieve, and it is everywhere, of course, on the internet. This is, in my opinion, just the first domino in what could be a subsequent indictment in Fulton County, Georgia. Again, I don't believe the president has broken the law there. If you read the long transcript of his phone call with the Secretary of State and read the entire transcript, you can see that the out of context quotes that he just needs to find 11,000 some odd votes are bogus. This is yet another blatantly obvious political witch hunt. I also think it is entirely conceivable, pardon me, a Marco Rubio moment, that the president could yet be charged by special counsel Jack Smith in the January 6th matter or pertaining to these documents. This is political persecution. Donald Trump is being held to a standard that no other president has been held to. There is no evidence that he's done anything wrong. The president has called for protests. It is vitally important that any public protest be peaceful, civil, and legal. Under no circumstances should anyone who chooses to protest in public in support of the president be goaded or tricked into any violent or illegal act. This is absolutely essential. The left would like no more than to incite violence and then blame Donald Trump or blame the America First Movement or the InfoWar community. There are great events coming up in New Jersey, in Laguna Hills, California, in Oklahoma, across the country, and of course in Palm Beach County, Florida, outside Donald Trump's palatial home. So it is on this occasion that we meet to talk politics. Coming up soon is the latest on a assault on me by Hunter Biden's high-priced lawyers. So stay tuned here at InfoWars. And while you're at it, I want you to grab Alex Jones's book, The Great Reset. One of the best ways you can support InfoWars and everything that's being done at this citadel of freedom and truth is by going to the InfoWars.com store and grabbing your autographed copy of Alex Jones's great book. This will be a collector's item for the rest of your life. It is essential to keep InfoWars afloat. Everyone is aware of the enormous economic and legal pressure Alex Jones is under, and therefore I urge you to support him by going to the InfoWars.com store. And if you don't buy his book, or maybe even if you do buy his book, there's a donate button you can go to right there at the InfoWars.com store. I'm Roger Stone, and yes, I'll be right back. Unconditional presidential pardon in the Soviet-style show trial I was subjected to by Robert Mueller, essentially convicted of lying about Russian collusion that never existed. We learned only after the trial, and that then by the order of a federal judge, that the last remaining redacted section of Robert Mueller's secret report withheld from my attorneys at trial. Even Mueller could not sugarcoat the fact that he had found, quote, no factual evidence, close quote, against me regarding Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or any involvement in the phishing and publication of John Podesta's email. Therefore, I've been subjected now to a campaign of lawfare. This is when liberal groups and organizations or individuals file harassment, unsubstantiated, groundless, baseless lawsuits against you in an effort to blacken your name in the media, because they're always epically sensationalized, and force you to pay thousands of dollars in legal fees to defend yourself. You have no choice but to defend, no matter how ridiculous or baseless the charges may be, otherwise a default judgment will be entered against you. Now, I have received two different letters from Hunter Biden's high-powered and very expensive attorney, Abby Lowell, threatening to sue me over my public discussion of the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. Both I and my attorney, Tyler Nixon, received a letter several weeks ago urging us to preserve any documents in our possession regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. In my case, that would be no documents other than news clippings or stories that I have read about it. Everything I know about Hunter Biden's laptop, I either learned by reading it at the New York Post or Breitbart News, or from the published material of the Marco Polo USA Foundation. I have no reason to believe that the material that I read about at the Post or the material published by the Marco Polo Foundation was obtained illegally, was stolen or hacked. I believe it has been documented. And now I'm even being told that I cannot speak about it. I have no involvement whatsoever in the process in which these documents became public. There is a Hollywood producer, Kevin Morris, I think he's a lawyer, screenwriter, who has come up with a wild conspiracy theory under which, because I know both Tyler Nixon and psychiatrist Keith Albo, I must have known or had possession or been involved in any way in the Hunter Biden laptop material making its way to the New York Post and other media outlets, including the Marco Polo Foundation. I'm not even certain where they obtained it, other than to say if they obtained it from the Post, they obtained it legally. This is yet another attempt to destroy me and my family. People know that my wife is winning an epic battle with cancer. I am broadcasting every day at StoneZone.live at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, with news, politics, history, and so on. And Hunter Biden's lawyers specifically object to my conversations online at the show at StoneZone.live. Pardon me, StoneZone.live. This is more of the left's attempt to silence me. I will not be silenced. I'm not all that interested whatsoever, really, in the details of Hunter Biden's personal life, as shocking as the material I have seen, but I'm far more focused on those matters of public corruption, influence peddling, and I think foreign influence buying, things that if Eric Trump or his brother did, they would have long been indicted. Consequently, let me say that I am not going to stop covering this matter. I think that Hunter Biden is a public figure. Under the New York Times versus Sullivan, I think I have an absolute right to discuss these matters. I find it amazing that the mainstream media gets a report that three members of the Biden family received approximately $3 million from Chinese interests, and they have no interest in that question. I wait for lawyer Tyler Nixon to join me because he has also received this letter. Tyler Nixon, attorney at law, who represents me, joins us now. Tyler, welcome to the Stone Zone.
Well, good to be with you, Roger, as always. Yes, I was listening intently.
Good. Well, this is As you know, you also received a letter from Hunter Biden's high-powered lawyers. Fabricated fairy tale that says that either you or I were involved in any way or knew in advance about the publication of Hunter Biden's laptop is false. I know there's a conspiracy theory out there. I've actually seen this really bizarre handwritten Unabomber type chart that has both of our names on it, which falsely alleges that we, just because you're from Delaware and you know the political terrain, were somehow involved in this process. Do you have any reason to believe that the Hunter Biden laptop material that you've seen in public sources was either hacked or stolen or illegally obtained?
Absolutely not. And you know, the fact is that Hunter's walking himself into a real buzzsaw here in terms of he's given interviews in which he said, and you may recall it was an ABC interview. He said, I don't know if it's my laptop. It could have been stolen. It could have been hacked by the Russians. He's got all these different excuses, but there's just no question at this point. I mean, this is Clintonian in terms of attempting to obfuscate, to sort of deny without really denying, and to have it both ways, as Abby Lowell's letter does. You know, they claim, for example, they've sued John Paul MacIsaac, who I've only met for the first time or even communicated with, spoken with ever in my life last October. Yet, as you mentioned, this ridiculous scratched out diagram purporting that you and I are somehow involved with the releasing of Biden's information from his laptop. I saw the name McGlinchey. I don't know. It's someone I know from there. The Biden retinue of flunkies, frankly, said something to the effect of Tyler Nixon's scene with John Paul MacIsaac in 2019, I think it was, which is ludicrous. I mean, 2019, I spent between Florida and Denver and eventually Washington working on your case with you. So, I mean, I don't have time to, and the funny thing about it is also, I've never owned an iPhone in my life, and I never will. And the only Apple computer I have is an Apple IIe that I bought in 1985. So I would have no reason to have ever met John Paul MacIsaac so the whole thing is just patently ludicrous. And it comes down to this, Roger, if you don't have the law on your side, you argue the facts. If you don't have the facts on your side, you argue the law. If you have neither on your side, you attack the witness. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they're not even attacking witnesses in this case. You're a high-profile target. They see an easy opportunity. They're probably raising money off of it for his defense fund. It wouldn't surprise me.
I'm clickbait. Let's face it, I'm clickbait. All right, Tyler Nixon, we're going to a hard break, and then we'll be right back for the discussion on the latest assault on me by the deep state. Hunter Biden's lawyer is now threatening to sue me simply because I've discussed the contents of his epically embarrassing laptop as published by the New York Post. I'll be right back with Tyler Nixon. This is Roger Stone sitting in for Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. These Sunday night broadcasts are really my favorite. And don't forget to stop by the Infowars.com store and grab Alex Jones's new book, The Great Reset. This is the plan to take America forward. It explains everything that's going on around us. A signed copy of this, I guarantee you, will be an heirloom, will be a highly prized collector's item, and you can get it online now at the Infowars.com store.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
That, of course, the voice of our 37th president, Richard Milhouse Nixon. If you didn't see the terrific segment with Tucker Carlson, in which Tucker Carlson revealed Nixon's full knowledge of the Central Intelligence Agency's involvement in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, where Nixon can actually be heard in a Watergate-era tape saying, I know who shot John, in an effort to pressure the CIA. Tyler Nixon joins us again to go back to our discussion regarding Hunter Biden's latest attempts to intimidate both of us, deny us of our First Amendment rights. Don't you think Hunter Biden is a public figure under New York Times versus Sullivan?
No question. I mean, there's no question on earth. And even if he wasn't a public figure in the sense of being drawn into public scrutiny, media exposure, look, the fact is they try to claim he's a private citizen. He's acting on his own, whatever, of his own accord, doing his own private deals. That's just, I'm sorry, when you're the son of the president of the United States, you're communicating with him, you're setting up meetings with him involving his office, as Tony Bobulinski is clearly testified to, or would testify to, I'm sure, has said, you've introduced yourself, you've interjected yourself into the public sphere. There's no two ways about it. And the fact is also, on top of this, if they're trying to claim that this is some sort of political maneuver, Roger, whether they like it or not, you are a journalist in the sense you're exercising your First Amendment rights, not just to speak freely in politics, but I mean, your whole show is about news and political analysis and opinion. So, under New York Times v. Sullivan, it has to be actual malice, which means either you have to know what you said is false or you have to have a reckless disregard for the truth. Everything you obtained is from public sources. I mean, it's not as though they have this fantasy again with this Kevin Mars fantasy about you having somehow surreptitiously obtained this information. But, same with me. The only thing I've ever seen from Hunter Biden's laptop or hard drives or whatever is from public, what has been published first, whether in the New York Post, whether by Marco Polo USA and Garrett Ziegler and his team's excellent work. But that's just, it's become a public controversy, and you certainly didn't comment in a way that made it a public controversy. It was long. I mean, you're talking coming up on 3 years now that this has been in the public sphere.
Look, here is the point. Were they to bring some litigation against me, they can expect the entire laptop file to be introduced as evidence, and they need to be prepared to have Hunter Biden be cross-examined about every last piece of it. There is no evidence that it was illicitly and illegally obtained. I think their lawsuit against John Paul McIsaac is harassment. I think they will lose it. This is just a lawfare. I have no choice but to ask people to go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com, because I'm not going to roll over and I'm not going to basically give away my First Amendment rights. So if you want to support me in this fight, if you want me to be free to continue to defend the president who's under outrageous attack, if you want me to continue to give fair public commentary and expose the corruption of this administration, please go to stonedefensefund.com and God will bless you for it. It is absolutely outrageous in the sense that I think the real focus here needs to be actually on the president. He said publicly that he knows nothing and was not involved in Hunter's business dealings. There's now substantial evidence that that is a lie. Emails, photographs, other records, as well as witnesses. And the way he just brushes off saying, well, no members of my family received money from China. That's not true. But based on what I read in the New York Post today, it is true. So it is extraordinarily cavalier. But this is the classic liberal tactic of distracting from the content of the information by creating a false controversy about how it became public. As I understand it, Hunter Biden signed a service agreement that specifically stipulated that if the laptop was not picked up within 90 days after the services on it had been performed and paid for, that the laptop would become the property of the shop owner, in this case, John Paul McIsaac. He, according to what I read online or at the New York Post, gave it to the FBI. The FBI did nothing. He ultimately elected to give it to former New York Mayor Giuliani, who vetted it for authenticity and passed it on to the New York Post. I don't think any of that is in dispute, nor do I think any of it is illegal. But I was not involved in that process, despite the fact that I found the information extraordinary. But everybody has a right to ask whether there has been a Chinese or Russian or Ukrainian or Romanian or U.S. influence peddling, corruption, lobbying without registering, and whether the president of the United States is compromised with monies he took from foreign powers. It is a legitimate question, but as you know, they were able to silence this. So you're right, Hunter Biden's gone from it's Russian disinformation, it may be mine, it may not be mine, I've lost so many laptops, I'm not sure, to you have my laptop information, you must disgorge it and apologize, which is not going to happen, in all honesty.
You just seem to be a favorite target of theirs, Roger. I mean, I guess it speaks volumes to how effective you've been over the years. The fact that they always target you, even this is such a stretch. It's ridiculous. But you know, it's kind of like the revolving China story. You know, I think 5-6 years ago, we never had any business with China. Oh, well, then it evolved into no. Well, we had, you know, legitimate business dealings with a Chinese energy company, but Joe wasn't involved at all. Then it was, well, you know, Joe might have known. They didn't even admit that. But I mean, it's just, the point is, it's been an evolving story. And the fact that, you know, it really is kind of scary how out of touch Joe himself is from this. I mean, I guess I don't know if he's in touch with reality generally, but they asked him point blank, you know, what do you say of the $1 million that was wired through one of the cronies, Walker, I think his name is, it was like $3 million, and then it was divvied up almost immediately amongst James Biden, Hunt, and Hallie, you know, this new person brought into the equation, Beau's widow, and then became Hunt's girlfriend, really sorted. And then I guess, we don't need to get into that part of it, but, you know, she received $25,000. And this is not, there's no question about this. I mean, these are bank records. This is, I understand, it came from Bank of America. It was subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee the House Oversight Committee, James Comey. Oof, yeah, horrible name from the past. But anyway, and Biden was asked point blank about it. He says, not true. And it just shows you either he's completely delusional or he's so fluid at lying. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, he'll deny it.
All right. Tyler Nixon joining us to discuss the latest legal threats of Hunter Biden against both of us. Baseless. We have no involvement in how this became public, but we do have a First Amendment right to continue to talk about it, and I intend to do that. This is Roger Stone. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones. We're having a discussion next with New York City police officer Salvatore Greco, canned by the woke New York City Police Department. Well, different rules for different people, as you will hear. I'm Roger Stone. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show.
This is Bernie Sanders, and there's a lot of corruption in this country. And if you want to hear about corruption, then you'll listen to Roger Stone on InfoWars, because he tells the truth.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Multiple leaks at both the state and federal level indicate that President Donald Trump will be charged by the county district attorney in Manhattan County in New York State, in which the Soros-funded prosecutor elects to prosecute a case that five previous federal prosecutors declined to prosecute. This, I think, will bounce and inure to the president's political benefit, because the political nature of this is so obvious. Early polling that I've seen show the president getting quite a bounce out of the fact that the American people recognize that this is a political hit job. Should he be charged in Fulton County, I think that would only turbocharge the political response. The one thing that can mar this is any act of violence or lawlessness or any inappropriate act at the public protests that the president has called for. So if you are an InfoWarrior or a patriot or an American and you choose to protest publicly, keep it peaceful, keep it civil, keep it legal. Do not be goaded into violence. Joining us now is a gentleman who is a 14-year veteran of the New York City Police Department. Salvatore Greco is a proud son of Staten Island. He is a friend of mine, and simply because he is a friend of mine, despite an unblemished record of service to the people of New York City, where he has served as a police officer, pulling the graveyard shift in some of the most dangerous and undesirable precincts in the city, He was terminated by the New York City Police Department, denied his pension, and has basically spent his life savings on an attorney to try to win justice in his case. He was terminated under a New York City police regulation that says that he cannot consort with people who have or may or engaged in crimes. Interestingly enough, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, when he was a police captain, admitted to consorting with both the Reverend Louis Farrakhan and Mike Tyson, both convicted felons, and charged under the same regulation. His vacation days were docked 15 days. This is an outrageous case against Sal Greco, who is not involved in any way in any inappropriate or illegal activity on January 6th, although we were together in the Willard Hotel. Sal Greco joins us now.
Thanks for the introduction, Roger, and it's great to be here on the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, it's been a blessed day. It's a Sunday. We were at church together, and, you know, it's all the faith and it's all the support I'm getting out there with the belief in God and Christ, and that we go to church every Sunday, that has helped me get through this this whole ordeal.
Well, I know you are praying for justice. There were major developments in your case this past week when it was reported that Cardi B, a convicted criminal, an admitted gang member, was welcomed by the top brass of the New York City Police Department to the police academy. Why is that not a violation of the exact same regulation that the New York Police Department says you violated?
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that, Roger. So the problem here is that the police commissioner had to have known about this because they invited Cardi B into a secure police facility and they violated the exact rule they stated I violated. You cannot knowingly associate with someone who is likely to have engaged in or engaged in criminal activity. They kept claiming that was you. But now you're seeing that Cardi B, who is also a convicted criminal and gang member and was escorted around the entire police academy, a secure police facility, also falls under this. So every officer, including the police commissioner that invited her, would have need to have an investigation on them and be terminated under the same clause that they said that I was terminated for. Roger, if you remember, they said that it was corrosive for me to be employed, continue employment in the New York City Police Department due to my relationship with you. So how is it not corrosive for, I don't know, every member of the police department, civilian and police officers that were associating with Cardi B that day? It's a comparable argument. I can't wait to litigate this in the court.
It is outrageously unfair. Sal Greco has had to pay for attorneys. He has spent his life savings in this fight. He has an excellent chance. He has filed an excellent federal lawsuit. The judge accepted amendments pertaining to the double standard in the treatment of Cardi B and the treatment of Salvatore Greco. You can help this brave New York police officer who's done nothing whatsoever wrong by going to helpthisnycop.com, helpthisnycop.com. We have a graphic there somewhere. There you see him. It is yet again lawfare. This is where they tried to use the process. Now, in your case, I believe there is substantial evidence that the New York City Police Department lied about the nature of warrants to obtain information, alluded to your involvement with narcotics or drugs, which is entirely false. You were never dole tested. There was never any such accusation. They also, I think, illegally obtained sealed records, conceivably mine, Kristen Davis, your own records, which I think were illegally obtained. This is really a hit job by the woke New York City Police Department. There is no chance whatsoever that Eric Adams, the mayor, didn't know that Cardi B was going to a police facility. But it was Eric Adams who famously once said, "There can't be rules for some people, but different rules for Eric." He was talking about disclosure in some of his dealings. But the larger point is exactly right. You are being persecuted because you are a personal friend of mine. The claim that you provided uncompensated security for me is false. There is no such term under the regulations or the law. I never paid you anything. You are my friend, just like Frank Sinatra was friends with Jilly Rizzo. No, Jilly Rizzo was not Frank's bodyguard. Look it up on Wikipedia. He was his friend. And this persecution is outrageous. I also must mention that a great story in today's New York Daily News, however, in the headline, they refer to me as Trump Flunky Stone. How's that pejorative? Trump Flunky Stone. There are a number of other small mistakes in the story, but by and large, they have it right. You are being victimized because you're a friend of mine, and you are a friend and a supporter of President Donald Trump. Can we throw that graphic up for helplessnycop.com? Oh, that's a picture of Sal Greco. There it is. I see. They went to the site. We need your support. There it is again. Helplessnycop.com. Sal Greco is prepared to fight this out, has an excellent chance in federal court, but he needs your support. So help this patriot. He's done absolutely nothing wrong. He's been very brave in terms of speaking out about it, but he really needs your support. Thank you, Sal Greco.
That's right. And everybody out there that supports me, you can support me, helplessnycop.com. But really, folks, it's the prayers. It's all the support you're giving me that's making a world of difference. You know, I've lost my savings, my pension, my job. I've lost friends. But you know what I never lost? I never lost my faith. And that's what's keeping me going. And I should keep everybody going. We're in this battle together. It's a spiritual war. And it's a fight for the spirit of the country. It's a spiritual war. Keep praying. Keep believing. Thank you all for your support.
All right. There you have it, Sal Greco. Stick with us because Adam King of The Adam King Show had an exclusive interview with West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, and you're going to want to hear all about it. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and I'm sitting in for Alex Jones. I cannot stress the importance of the survival of InfoWars.com. It has been a beacon of truth and real news through all of the Trump years. And while I don't agree with everything Alex Jones has ever said, nor does he agree with everything that I have said, I feel strongly about his First Amendment rights as I do about my own. So the single best way you can help Alex Jones in his fight is by going to the InfoWars.com store and buying one of the great InfoWars products. But if you want an heirloom, if you want an actual piece of history, I recommend his new book, American Reset, The War for the World. This is, as you know, an absolute blueprint of what is happening now and what is going to happen. Alex Jones has been ahead of the curve on so many public issues that this is well worth your getting. And you can get an autographed copy, something you will pass on to your children and grandchildren by going to InfoWars.com now. I do want to stress, we talked about this in our opening segment, there has been no formal notification to President Trump that he is going to be charged on Tuesday. He's reacting to highly credible leaks from both state and federal officials. But of course, nothing is certain. President has called for protest. Let me repeat again that I think that this witch hunt against the president, a similar witch hunt conducted in Fulton County, and perhaps even federal charges against him, will actually strengthen him politically as the American people recognize that he is being persecuted and held to a standard no one else has been held to in American public life. The only thing that can mar that is any act of violence or lawlessness or incivility tomorrow. There are provocateurs out there who would love to goad you into inappropriate acts. So I urge anyone who does choose to go out and protest publicly in response to the president's call to act responsibly and remember to keep it peaceful. We didn't grab this last time. I do want to say, for those of you who enjoyed our segment with Officer Salvatore Greco, you can support his federal lawsuit by going to helpthisnycop.com. We appreciate his time. He is a patriot, a proud son of Staten Island, and he deserves your support. While we are waiting, we hope to bring you a connection to Adam King of The Adam King Show. You can see his videos at band.tv. He has a dynamic interview with West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. We want to show you, and he joins us now.
Hey, Roger, how you doing?
Mazel, great to see you, my brother.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm really jealous of you. I want to be sued by Hunter Biden. What do I got to do to get sued by Hunter Biden?
Well, evidently, all you have to do is express your First Amendment rights about material that you've read in the public domain, which is what I have done. But in all honesty, for those who have not gotten the Marco Polo report, which can be obtained online, it is authoritative. I have every reason to believe it was legally obtained, and I find it really shocking on many levels. Without going into detail, I urge people to go to MarcoPoloUSA.com and decide for themselves. .org, I apologize. MarcoPoloUSA.org and decide for yourself. Adam, you do a very lively show out of L.A. I know you as a cannabis advocate, a bit of a libertarian, but an America First patriot, and I'm glad that you could join us. You had a groundbreaking interview with West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. Patrick Morrissey seems to me to be an unsung hero of the America First movement. Tell us about this.
Right. So Attorney General Patrick Morrissey of West Virginia just won a landmark case against the EPA and the Supreme Court. And what this did was it limited the amount, the ability for federal bureaucracies to make new laws. And it basically said that Congress is the only authority to actually make laws, and that these three-letter agencies, the EPA, the FBI, the IRS, DHS, they don't have the ability to make laws. So, you know, it has much wider effect than just the EPA. We had him on the show. The show's a great friend to Patrick Morrissey. We encourage everybody to go to teammorrissey.com and see all the good stuff that he's doing. This guy is on fire. And I was telling you this earlier, Roger, you know, so much so the PSYOP gets us, and it says that we have to wait for the elections to make change, and the only way to make changes is through elections. And why is this a PSYOP? Because we could take names right now at the Supreme Court, just like Patrick Morrissey is doing, just like other states' attorneys generals are doing, like Daniel Cameron, who's running for governor of Kentucky. These guys are killing it for the American people. We don't have to wait for elections to defeat the New World Order and the deep state.
All right. We have how long is that? We have a clip of that great interview. We got about almost 4 minutes. I think we have time to run it. Let's do that.
Bannon, I always wondered, you know, like if an attorney general such as yourself can fight fire with fire and launch frivolous cases on them, like fight fire with fire. The Steve Bannon case was a simple misallocations of funds. I think it didn't even cover $200,000. Well, I'm sure in the vast a hoard of Clinton Foundation funds, you know, there's been a misallocation of funds in West Virginia. I wonder if we could prosecute these people, you know, based in, you know, the exact same methods that they're using to prosecute us and to silence us. We should just be using it to them. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, my perspective is this. I think the best thing we could do, I was asked this at the CPAC panel the other day, and they said, what's the most important thing we could do to reinstill confidence in law enforcement in our country? And I think that the number one thing we could do is say that law enforcement is a noble profession and you should join it. And the best thing we do is lead by example and do the right thing. And so this may be a little bit different than what others say, but I'm a believer that when you look at what we do when it comes to enforcement of the laws, I'm going to be blind to political affiliation and economic status. And they're going to know every time we're enforcing law, we're doing it the right way. Now, I absolutely agree with you. These people are abusing and they're butchering the system and they're trying to advance a political agenda through enforcement mechanisms. We need to call them out and push back at them. Now, you know, we don't have very much original prosecutorial power in West Virginia through our office, but we need to unify people, let them know that kind of abusive tactic is not going to get tolerated. And there should be a response reprisal when people are abusing their authority. If you abuse your oath of office, then you need to be thrown out of office. And I think that's really important. But we have to make sure we get the right people in place. Obviously, we need good judges. We need good people in terms of the ethics positions and the legal discipline, because all that, if it's left to the wrong people, can be abused.
So, Adam, you had a specific view as to how everything the Attorney General just said applies in the area of election integrity.
Right. So, election integrity, you know, these states have, they went off and made their own laws on so many things in 2020 with not throwing out unnamed ballots, issuing everybody mail-in ballots. And the Attorney General somewhat agreed with me, somewhat disagreed with me that there was issues that his Supreme Court case could give precedence to, and he's going to lean in there. But as far as election integrity is concerned, he said it best. We're going to have to show up at the ballot box in mass numbers like we never had before. And we're also going to have to hold these agencies accountable that are breaking the law. If you watch our full interview at Bandaw Video at the Adam King Show, you could see he goes into depth about what the situation that happened in Pennsylvania. And unfortunately, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled we can't do anything about that. So we're stuck now.
I'd be interested to hear his theory. I think it is largely a states' rights issue. I'm afraid we have to wrap it up there. Adam King, The Adam King Show. Tell people where they can see you.
Yeah, I'm at theadamkingshow.com, but check me out on Bandaw Video. That's my main feed. And Roger, you're our guest tomorrow, are you not?
Yes, I am going to be on tomorrow.
All right, we're killing it.
All right, there we have it, our friend Adam King. I'm Roger Stone. I'll be right back.
This is one of the best deals out there, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsPhone.com takes you to the SatellitePhoneStore.com site, but you get bigger discounts by using the URL InfoWarsPhone.com. That's 941-955-1020. Steve Quayle.
The nice thing about the Bivy stick is you can use your cell phone, but it turns it into a two-way texting satellite communication device. And the folks at the Satellite Phone Store bundled both the satellite phone and the Bivy stick. And by the way, the Bivy stick is a must for any single woman that has an SOS button on it. But this is critical because I came up with the term, no cell, no power, no problem. And the satellite phones, you know, when you and I started advertising these, because they are a fabulous sponsor, I mean, these things sold out. So what they've done at the Satellite Phone Store is bundled both the Bivy stick and the satellite phone. This is text only. This is obviously text, the satellite phone and communication. The nice thing about the satellite phones and the Bivy sticks is with the auxiliary power command units that are available from the Satellite Phone Store.
That's right. Just as important as the phone or the Bivy stick is the satellite power packs that are cutting edge, super high quality, low cost. They got solar panel systems. They've got little portable systems. I mean, there's so much on the store.
I have the portable system right here, and I keep this one right on my desk. You know, I've got a backup solar generator. But I want people to understand, this is the kind of stuff that you're going to be relying on. And when you're in communications, you're in control. Look, this isn't just a sales pitch. This is a life pitch. When you go out on a boat, you put life preservers on. When you need to communicate, and I would encourage people to start using their devices, and those of you who basically haven't gotten them yet, to get them ASAP.
They have them ready right now to ship to you. InfoWarsPhone.com. One word, InfoWarsPhone.com.